Libraries and shelters were busy on Monday morning helping low-income Charlotte residents sign up for the Housing Choice Voucher. That's the new name for Section 8. 23-year-old Roniqua Stinson submitted her application at the Beatty's Ford Library to get onto the wait list.
Oh my gosh, from homeless to a house would be great. Yeah, I've been staying at Florence Crenton Maternity Home. And once you have your baby, they don't let you come back with your baby. You know, you have to find somewhere to stay. So, you know, that's where I'm at right now. Hopefully I can get this voucher and get somewhere to stay.
She has a 3-month-old son and has been staying with her mom for the past few weeks. Because she's homeless, her application will move to the top. Others who receive preference are domestic violence victims, seniors, and veterans. But all applicants must be low income and make less than 30% of the average income in the area where they live. For example, the total household income for a family of four living in Mecklenburg County can't be more than $19,250. Zanika Chapman with the Charlotte Housing Authority says there are only about 4,900 housing vouchers available in the Charlotte area.
We're opening the wait list now because we've exhausted all of the potential applicants on the previous list. And so having a solid wait list just allows us to have a pool of applicants that we can pull from in the event that vouchers become available.
In its first day, more than 10,000 applications were received through the site charlottewaitlist.org. That's the total number of applications received the last time applications were being accepted in 2007. She says that doesn't mean people shouldn't apply. Applications are prioritized based on individual situations. Deronda Metz is the Director of Social Services at the Salvation Army Center of Hope Shelter for Women and Children. She says the lines were long and the computer labs were busy.
Charlotte has a huge affordable housing crisis. It suggested that your housing is only 30% of your income, but for a lot of people we serve, it may be something like 70 to 80%.
She says more than 100 women submitted their applications at the shelter yesterday. The application deadline is Friday at 5 p.m. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.